This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. What is your name?
Royale.
Royale. I love that. Russian Royale. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
It's not really much to tell. I'm a very interesting person. I work as a waitress. I don't go to school anymore, and I basically do nothing every day, because I only work on weekends, so...
What a great life.
I know, it's fantastic.
So, what about your personality? Can you tell us a little bit about your personality?
It's usually a bit up and down, but I do try to be a bubbly person, because I notice that it makes other people happy when I'm happy, so I generally like to be most often happy, but... Mm. If something's bad, then I'm just like, oh, I hate my life. But, yeah.
So what is your hobbies, and or do you have any hobbies, or what is your likes?
I kind of like bits of everything, because my dad's a hunter, fisherman, and my mum's very artsy, craftsy, so I kind of got both. But I love dancing and singing and playing guitar and... Hanging out with friends always is a good thing. It makes me happy.
I like playing guitar. What's your favourite song?
I don't have a favourite song. I feel like the other songs get left out, so I don't like favourites, really.
Aww, that's so cute! I don't want to. Don't, you're leaving out all these bunch of songs. I have feelings!
Yeah, pretty much.
They're like my children. I remember, I can't remember if this is a Madonna quote or anything like that. I can't remember if it is, but I remember something like that. I think it was Madonna. She said that I cannot choose any of my favourite songs because it's like choosing which one's my favourite child. But we all know which one it is. It's Stephanie. But no, I think her favourite song is Like a Prayer. Anyway, what is your gender identity?
Gender identity?
Yeah. What is your sex?
I'm female.
Okay, your gender identity, it's kind of like I'm asking you, are you transgender? Do you identify your gender to be male or female or any other gender that...
I am a female and I identify myself as a female.
Okay. And what is your sexuality?
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual?
Yeah.
And how do you express yourself? Do you express yourself feminine or masculine? Or any other way?
Bits of both, really, but more feminine than anything.
Okay. So, when did you realise that you were attracted to the same gender?
I think it was about 2 years ago. When I was at girls' high, because I was surrounded by girls, and I was like, wow.
Wow, she has breasts.
She's really hot. And then I was like, wait, why am I thinking that? Like, I was really confused for about a year, and, like, I didn't have... I had so many friends, but I didn't know whether any of them were gay or bi, so I didn't have anyone I could talk to about it, so I got really confused, and I just pushed it aside and said, no, I'm completely straight. And then I found friends that I found out were bi and, you know, gay, and I was like, oh, it's okay to be that, you know? Like, it's okay to have feelings for both genders, like... Mm. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm gonna accept it. You know, I like both genders. I am bi. And it felt so good to accept it. Like,
do you feel that you're bi or pansexual? Do you know what pansexual
yes,
is?
Yes, I do. I think, I'd identify myself as a panromantic bisexual. Like, I would date a transgender, like, I have. But I don't feel sexually attracted to them. Mm. Like, you know. So, yeah, I would date a transgender person, but I'm not sexually attracted to them. So I wouldn't identify myself as pansexual. I identify myself as a pan-romantic bisexual.
Going a little complicated here.
Yeah, getting real complicated.
Going into details, how do you feel? So So when you first realise that you're obviously you already answered it. When you first realised, you kind of felt that you had to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't know many people that were in it. It seemed kind of wrong to me at the time because I was young and I, you know, I didn't know, like, anything about it. And it just felt wrong. And I didn't want to tell my friends how I was feeling because I'd scared to judge me and be like, oh, you like chicks, you might like me, oh, go away, you know, like. So I was scared of, like, about it. I wanted to keep it a secret, and I just ended up pushing it out of my head and out of my mind.
Have you ever thought that you could actually say to them, like, well, you like males, and you never say that to them?
Kind of thing?
Not really. No, I don't think so.
You're thinking that now. I was like, hey, that's a good point.
Yeah, I should have said that.
But whoops. Are you out of the closet?
Sure.
The imaginary closet. I hope and wonder.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Like, all my friends know. You know, I'm very open about it. If someone asks me, I'll tell them. You know, it's not a secret anymore. The only person, like, the only people that don't know is my family. Like, I'm not even sure if my mother completely knows. I hint at things. You know, I tell her that I'm coming here to group, but I don't think she completely understands that I am, because I haven't, you know, said to her, Mum, I'm bi. Like, I think she just kind of guesses, really.
Mm.
Yeah, and I haven't told my dad because he thinks I'm an angel, and I'm scared about his reaction.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who have you told first?
I can't actually remember who I told first.
Do you remember the main reactions that people gave out?
It was mainly just, oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that about you, but okay. Yeah, I still accept you as who you are, because I'm fairly certain the people who I first told were by themselves or, you know, gay themselves, so they understood. So, like, it wasn't like a, oh my god, what? It was like a, oh, that's cool, you know.
What would the grandparents think?
Yeah. Think about the children. Would somebody please think about the children?
So it's like that skit that I did before. It's like gay parents when a straight child came out to their gay parents. It's like, dad, I'm straight. Oh no. What the grandparents think?
Yeah.
Funny. Anywho, so they were all fine with it?
Yeah, they were really accepting, which was really good because I was so scared of it and so wanting it to keep it a secret. Mm. It was so good to have somebody who understood and accepted me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of got distracted because someone's playing Crocodile Rock. That's very hard to concentrate. So when did you join up with this group?
The LGBT Taranaki.
Well, I was talking to Tegan, like, before it all first started. She's saying, I'm going to start an LGBT group. And I said, oh, that's, you know, really cool. And, like, and it all started, and I didn't end up coming to the meetings because, like, it just kept on slipping my mind. And, like, only recently I started to, you know, regularly come to the meetings. And, like, it's been really good. I'm really glad that somebody started this in Taranaki, you know. Like,
and now everybody's friends and becoming like a family.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Like, met so many new amazing people. Like, and I found out so many people that I didn't know were that way inclined. Like, people that I went to school with, I found out that they're bi or, you know, lesbian. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know that about you, you know. Like, they probably didn't know that about me either.
Mm.
So it's really, I think it's a really good thing that they've done this.
Yeah. So this has become your main support system in a way, hasn't it?
Yeah. Because, like,
Say your nickname, Mum.
Oh, he's my son.
Facebook son.
Yeah, I call him my son because, like, He's like a son to me. Like, look after him, watch out for him, and all that. So.
Yeah, Teresa.
It pretty much has become like a support group for me because, like, I have so many friends that come to this group and that are my friends outside of this group. So I know I can talk to them about anything. I know I can talk to anyone in this group about anything, and they'll be there for me, which is a really good thing because I haven't had that before. Like, I haven't had a definitive people that I can go to and say, look, I need your help. You know, I'm going through a rough patch. I need to talk to somebody. And now I do, and it feels really good.
So, you've been in a couple of relationships before.
Yes.
Yeah. Were they both males, or what, a couple of them females, or transgender?
I've generally been in relationships with males. I've been in one relationship with a transgendered. I've never been in a relationship with a female because I haven't actually found, like, I've been attracted to females. I've liked, you know, girls, but I haven't found any of them that felt the same about me. Like, so I haven't actually had a chance to be in, you know, a relationship with a girl. And a lot of people have given me shit about that, like, because there's so many people that know I'm bi, and a lot of people say to me, you know, oh, you're not bi because you haven't been in a relationship with a girl. It's like, well, no, that's not right. Just because I haven't been in a relationship one doesn't mean I'm not, you know, attracted to them. Doesn't mean I don't like them. And, like, so yeah, that was really, it's been really tough on me, people saying that, like, because they don't have the right to say that. And so yeah, mainly guys, one transgendered, and no girls.
So being in the closet from your family, has that ever affected your relationship with the transgender person?
No, because I live with my mum. I see my dad every now and again, but I don't live with him. And mum just thought, like, because the transgender person, it was a female that was wanting to be a guy, and mum just thought it was one of my girl mates that, you know, just came around and hung out and, you know, had sleepovers and all that stuff. So it didn't affect family life in any way, really. So
have you ever been scared to be in a relationship with someone or try to get into a relationship?
No, really. Like, I don't really see what there is to be scared of about getting into a relationship. You know, if you like somebody, if you love spending time with them, then there's really nothing to be scared about. And if you're scared about something in a relationship, then obviously something's not right. Because there shouldn't be anything to be scared about, really.
Okay. So what is your definition in virginity?
My definition in virginity?
Yeah. I'm a bit confused.
Elaborate on
it. Well, a lot of people have their own definition of virginity, and it's a bit, a lot of people, it's a big discussion that people don't even know what virginity is. Or some people don't even have meaning of virginity because it doesn't matter or doesn't have meaning to themselves.
To me, virginity is being, like,
never being sexually active, or
to be, it's kind of like being pure in a way, like, like being completely pure and clean, innocent. And innocent. And, like, when you're a virgin, you're just, like, yeah, like, pure and clean. But not, I'm not saying, like, not being a virgin is dirty and gross and yucky, but it's, like, it's just that sense of purity.
Yeah, the experiences that you haven't had yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, how do you meet other people in the LGBT community?
Just through the group, or?
A lot of people I've met in the LGBT community is, like, through my friends. Because my friends have friends that are, you know, LGBT, and so I meet them, and I'm a very outgoing person. Like, when I meet somebody, I'll be like, hey, how's it going? I'm Royale, you know, and give them a hug and all that. So, like, I'm a very friendly person, so it's not like I have trouble making friends or anything. So it's just, like,
Oh, thank you for the interview.
That's all right. Thank you for interviewing me.
Not a problem.